I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Can you believe it? This is my 52nd podcast. I have been doing this, friends, for a whole year. My 1 year anniversary was September 22nd, and I never imagined, no, I shouldn't say that. I did imagine this, that I would reach my one goal mark of podcasting. And I will tell you, it is an amazing feeling to accomplish a goal that I set out to do. It took perseverance. It took commitment. It took consistency. It took leaning into sometimes very uncomfortable moments in my life. It took being vulnerable and honest, and it took raw, sheer courage to stay the course when there were moments that I just wanted to throw in the hat, friends. And I want to say, if I can capstone this mile marker, this milestone in my podcasting, that as we set goals and we write them out in our journals and we write them out and we post them in places for us to see on a daily basis, as we write them in our gratitude journals, as we maybe put sticky notes on the mirror in our bathroom, or we put pictures on our wall to remind us of the goals that we're after and what we've set before us. One of the biggest challenges that we will ever face in goal setting is to not quit. That is probably one of the biggest obstacles with goal setting, is to not quit. We set goals for what we're passionate about. We set health goals. We want to lose weight, or we want to exercise more. We want to eat more vegetables and eat less sugar. And we want to work out more, or we want to pursue our passion. So we're going to go to school, or we're going to work and study harder than we did before so that we can reach our goals. We're going to set these step-by-step baby steps and milestones that we can accomplish to reach our bigger goals that we set before us. But in every single goal that we set, in the midst of writing the goal, in the midst of putting it in our journals, we forget about, and we don't in that moment think about all the challenges that are going to arise as we set and start to press in and lean into reaching that goal. And maybe that's a note and a lesson learned and just a piece of wisdom that we can walk away with from this podcast, is that as we set our goals, as we put them out there and write them on our journals and write them for the world to see or post them, maybe in our journal, we also need to write, what are the biggest struggles and the biggest challenges and obstacles that I am going to face as I try to reach this goal? Because maybe it's in identifying the moments and identifying those things that are inevitable and that are going to arise and that are going to be obstacles and barriers to get in the way. Maybe if we are really honest with ourselves in that process and even write it down in our journal, it brings an awareness to what to watch out for in our pressing in and in our tenacity and in our just our motivation to keep going and our discipline to keep going. And as I think back to the 51 podcasts prior to today, there were so many weeks that it was challenging and so many moments that I felt emotionally exhausted. There are moments that I could not think of for the world what the next topic would be. There were moments that I was overthinking the process when it really needed to be simpler. There were moments that my family life and schedules were so full that trying to schedule 15 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 40, 50 minutes just to do my podcasting seemed totally impossible. And I had no clue how I was going to fit it into my family schedule and no clue how I was going to even be able to carry on a conversation when I was exhausted because my little guy wasn't sleeping very well. There were so many challenges, so many moments, even on the emotional side, just like not feeling that you're qualified to continue to bring your story and your journey to the table for others to glean from and learn from and hopefully encourage. There's so many moments where you feel like, is any of what I'm doing, does it matter? Does anybody care? Is it impacted anyone? And all of these things and these challenges that I faced, I had to remind myself, no, Bethany, this is a goal that you set. You can do it. Lean into the discomfort. Lean into the challenge. Lean into the exhaustion. Press in, because as you continue to be real and raw in your process and in your journey, as you lean in and you're real and raw with what's top of your mind that week or that month or for that mini series, it's going to continue to impact people. And you may not see the fruit of your podcasting, and you may not see the fruit of your what you're going towards for your goal, but eventually it's going to pay off. And eventually you're going to reach your goal. Eventually you're going to nail that milestone, and you will look back and say, oh my gosh, look how far I have come. I know that I have met so many amazing people in this last year that I've had the privilege and honor of interviewing, and their story and their journey has encouraged me and empowered me, and iron sharpening iron and challenging me to not give up, but to keep being persistent, to keep persevering, to keep going when all you want to do is quit. But my friends, the biggest challenge we will ever face in our goal setting is the challenge to not quit. If we can be honest with ourselves and know that that is going to come up, that we are going to face that fear, that we're going to face that challenge. And I say fear because in your mind, when you are ready to quit, it's like, I'm afraid because I'm going to quit and I'm not going to reach my goal. I'm afraid because I'm going to fail again or fail at this, and I don't want to fail, and all of these things. But as we continue to stay the course, when it's so tough, when we continue to challenge our negative self-talk with truth about who we are in the process and who we are in the journey, that we're good enough, that we're smart enough, that if we work hard and put effort and time and energy into our goals, if we're willing to go the extra mile, if we're willing to push harder and to press in, if we're willing to make those connections with other people, and maybe it's uncomfortable because it's pulling you out of your comfort zone to connect with other people and build relationships that are so important to you reaching your goal, as we continue to do those things, before you know it, all of a sudden you're going to arrive at your goal, and it is going to be so rewarding to know that you've reached it. And the power, the strength, the encouragement, the joy that you were able to weather the storms and you were able to weather the challenges and hang in there when your self-talk was spinning webs in your mind of why and justifying why you should throw in the towel. I tell ya, whether it's weight loss, whether it's going to school, whether it's exercising and working out, whether it's becoming an entrepreneur and pursuing after your dreams and passions, whether it's meeting new people and networking, no matter what your goal is in life, if we can overcome the fear and the desire to quit, it's going to build us up for the next goal that we set. Because as we are able to baby step by baby step conquer in each one of those goals that we set, it sets us up for, we can take over the world, friends. Pinky in the Brain. Throwback to the Nickelodeon cartoon channel. Oh my gosh, maybe that dates me. Pinky on the Brain. But what are we going to do today, Pinky? We're going to take over the world. Okay. But anyways, I digress. But it's in these little moments where we can choose the truth, where we can choose to stay the course. It's so important. If I look back over this last year, it's so important to have those people in your life that will speak into you and say, yes, you've got this. On the days that you want to be done, they say, yes, you can do it. You are so close. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see the finish line. I can see where you're headed. Keep going. You're almost there. And when you have those people in your life, they, on the days that you're at your lowest, they can help pull you up to help you go through. On the days that I didn't want to do my podcast, on the days that I came up with every excuse, I had my husband there to say, how can I help? I can watch the baby. I can take care of supper. Sure, you need 30 minutes. Go for it. I got this. People that encourage you along the way and are willing to help you reach your goals are so important. Again, we are not meant to do life alone. We are hardwired for connection and relationship. So as we pursue our goals, as we have those moments to quit, tap into those people. Be honest. Be real. And see how they pour into you so that you can stay the course and reach the destination that you were headed. So today, my friends, maybe you are almost there. I mean, we are coming into Q4 in the next few weeks, not even next few weeks, in the next few days. We're coming into the final quarter of 2019. We are coming into almost obtaining the goals that we had set at the very beginning of this year. And my friends, I want to encourage you and challenge you today to stay the course. Don't quit. If you don't quit, you are already that much closer to reaching your goal. You are already that much closer to obtaining what you set out to do for this year. And I know I've had so many conversations with people, some dear friends that I've had a chance to interview throughout the year that had set goals, and they are checklist after checklist marking them off because they're keeping them in front of them, and they're tapping into those resources of the support system and their friends and their family who are speaking into them. They're connecting with the people that can help keep them motivated towards the finish line. So today, my friends, if you need that extra voice of encouragement today, may this podcast be that for you. You are so close. You are almost there. You can do it. I say you can do it, and I am cheering you on. Woo, 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 woo. Go for it. If it's in your business, your entrepreneurship, it's your passion, go for it. You can do it. Build that relationship. Build that connection. If it's losing weight and eating healthier, you can do it. Stay the course day by day, making the right choices for your health. Little by little, my friends, we reach our goals and hit those milestones. But we do it together, right? We get to celebrate together. When you have a win, we have a win. When I have a win, we all have a win, right? Because we want to be the type of people that see the goals and see the passions and see the best in each other and encourage each other to reach out and just take over the world. I can't get away from Pinky and the Brain today. But really, friends, that's what it's all about. Today, I say to you, you won't quit. You've got this. You have what it takes. Friends, find those people in your life that will support you. Find those motivators, those people who are willing to challenge you when you want to give up. You've got this, and I'm for you. Together, we're going to accomplish our goals day by day, step by step, month by month, quarter by quarter, year by year, and oh, the places we will go, and oh, the things we will accomplish together. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you so much for listening over this last year. I am so grateful for you tuning in on a regular basis, and I'm so grateful for the feedback and the messages that you've sent me of how you're being impacted by these honest, real, raw conversations. Because that's the only way we grow, right? Is being real, being raw, learning from each other's story, learning from each other's journey. And we're in this together. We're in it to win it. So my friends, Until next time, oh yes, there will be a next time. I'm not done yet. 1 year of podcasting, 52 podcasts. Oh, my friends, I am not done yet. I just want to say, I'm so grateful for you and thank you for listening. So until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.